KS Charlotte.
Check it out.
Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's KS 95.1.
So, the Rap Party podcast. If you haven't heard of it, you got to go check it out. We said it just a little while ago. It's where the three of us, the MRL show, sits down with producer Nicole. We talk about things that happen each week on the show. We go in a little deeper on the conversation.
Sometimes we don't, we get nervous about sharing too much on the air. And so it all kind of falls out on the Rap Party.
And we don't have, and quite honestly, we have like, you know, 15 to 20 minutes to talk about each thing on the Rap Party. We don't have that kind of time here on the radio.
Sure.
So one of the things that came up last week was the fact that I proposed to my wife, Amanda, at a cemetery in front of her dad's cemetery plot because he had passed away. I'd never met him.
And regardless if that's creepy or cute, the bigger issue lies with the getting the blessing.
I asked her mom which way I should propose, A, at the cemetery, or B, in a different way. And she told me not, she didn't think it was a great idea to do it at the cemetery, but I did it anyway. And here's a little bit of the conversation from the Rap Party that you can hear. She said, I wish you listened to my mom because I asked her mom if I should do that. And her mom said no.
I will say, I think that's pretty rude that you asked her mom and then didn't listen to what she had to say.
I'm glad you said that, Loren. Roy, this is my sticking point. Like, I told her, I asked her mom for advice. That doesn't mean I have to follow through with what her mom said,
Well, here's the thing. The whole point in asking if you can, like, going to the parents and saying, like, hey, I want to marry your daughter. I want your blessing. It's a sign of respect. So in return, you just backhanded her and said that you don't respect her by not listening to what she said.
Okay, that's the clip. There's lots more. Rap Party Podcast. It's a KS95.1 app.
And option B was even worse.
We'll get to that. But let me clear up one thing. When I asked Amanda's mom if I could marry Amanda, it wasn't until months later. I didn't have the idea of what I was going to do then. So it wasn't like I said, hey, can I marry? Is it okay if I marry your daughter? I'm asking your blessing. And then I said, okay, now here's my two options. This was months later.
It doesn't matter. That would be like you asking her for her blessing, her saying no, and then you going about it anyway.
Here's what we need to hear from you guys. What's your beef with your mother-in-law? 704-570-9595. Because Loren and Roy feel like the beef with my mother-in-law and that she still holds a grudge. And I don't know if she does. I feel like we have a great relationship.
I hope she does. She told you no. And you're like, before you even married into the family, you're like, eh, screw you.
No, I didn't say screw you. I asked her advice.
But that's what you did. You did.
Yeah, you did in so many words.
I asked her advice and she said, try this. And I said, okay, I appreciate your advice, but I'm going to go the other way.
And you shouldn't have asked for her advice in the first place.
Well, that's true. And then you guys, once you heard what option B was, which I'm not going to say it here, I'm going to make you guys go listen to the podcast.
Was the worst. I'm glad you did it at a graveyard.
It wasn't that bad. I think people have probably done that before. It included my dog.
Yeah, but it wasn't your dog with her.
It was dog that you got with another. Let's not get. I wanted people to hear it on the podcast.
704-570-9595. If you want to comment on my situation or you want to tell us what your beef is with your mother-in-law, we'd love to hear it because we know that's a common thing.
And she's never brought it up that you've done it, did it the way she didn't like it. Like she's never, like when her, like later after the proposal, she never was like, hey, I told you not to do that.
I think if I asked her, she might say that, but I haven't asked her. We haven't talked about it, you know? And I still, and then my argument still is, well, you know, I thought it was a sweet thing to do with your husband, you know? I wanted to include him.
No.
I mean, yeah. I don't think it's that big of a deal.
I think there's some tension in there that you don't know about.
Yeah.
I think that for years after, she was probably fuming that you...
You know how Manny thinks he's got like such a great relationship with everyone? And then people read things wrong with Manny.
It happens here all the time in the building. He thinks he's so tight with everyone here. Meanwhile, they hate him or something. And he has no clue.
But that might be the case with your mother-in-law. I'm not saying that she hates you, Manny, but you may think you have a better relationship with her than you actually do.
Mm. Amanda's listening.
What does she think about it?
You want to talk to her? She said... She wants to come on.
Well, come on to the air, please. I want to hear what she has to say.
Hold on, let me call her.
Besides, everyone's too afraid to call in and talk about the beef with the mother-in-law.
Yeah.
They're like, nope, not falling for that crap.
You can text us, too, to that number.
I ain't calling in.
Hello?
Hi.
He's getting out of the car. Hold on.
Oh.
All right, be careful. Wait, wait, you hop down and I'll get your bag.
Oh, man, what terrible timing.
Terrible timing. Yeah. Bye, buddy. I love you.
Love you, Dean. Have a good day at school.
Hey, guys.
Hi. So, does your mom have issues with Manny?
Well, this isn't the only time this has ever happened.
That's a shocker.
She tends to give him ideas for, like, gifts or special things to do, and he tends to never follow her advice. And the whole her whole point is, like, I know my daughter well. I know what will make her happy. And why he won't follow her advice is we just don't understand it. You know, she's not mad, I don't think. I think she just thinks, hey, man, I'm trying to score you some points here, and you're not...
You're not picking up what I'm putting down.
Why do you not listen to the advice of your mother-in-law, Manny? What's going on?
It's because it's advice. Don't you guys know that advice isn't telling you, like, hey, this is what you should do? You take advice and you do A or B with it.
But don't you think the mother-in-law would know her daughter?
Yeah, but don't you think I should find out for myself sometimes?
Like, but that means you're going to be constantly in trouble.
So my mother-in-law, who I love, by the way.
Hey, it's been 10 years. Just take the advice of the mom. Because I can tell you now, you're failing on the other part.
But your mother loves me. I mean, we have a great relationship. In fact, she's going to be here next week.
She accepted you because her daughter married you. Let's not make any mistake about this.
Amanda, is that true?
I mean, I think she just doesn't understand why you won't take her advice. And you take advice from your brother and your dad, but, like, you don't... I think you don't think that she's...
She would love you more.
That's not true.
If he did her advice.
She thinks that you're not giving good advice, and she doesn't understand why you don't think that.
That's interesting.
You know? All right.
There's something deeper here. It's like therapy.
Mm-hmm. Maybe
I agree with her.
Kay is here next week. Maybe I'll bring her into the studio.
I think we need to hash this out.
She doesn't have time for that. She's busy. All right. I love you, babe. Thanks for calling, and tell your mom I love her, too.
Why don't you tell her mom that you love her?
I do. I hug her when I see her, and I say goodbye to her. I hug her. Hey, there's a lot of times when Amanda gets on me, and her mom is like, Amanda, it wasn't his fault. You know, give him a break.
I tell you, there's something so much deeper here. I know it.
We got to get to look at the time. We got to get to a Roy Senseless Survey. A brand new Roy Senseless Survey is coming up.
Where someone threatens to call the cops on me.
It's happening in 5 minutes. Good, Roy. Good for you.
You got to get up. Manny, Roy, and Lorraine. It's 95.1.